they're here for the Nevada FFA State Convention. These young minds are contemplating a future with agriculture.
So a lot of these students, it could be their first time engaging with agriculture. It could be, you know, something that's been in their family for a really long time.
The convention's at UNR. This off-site training is appropriately being held where things grow, the Sparks Florist Warehouse, a competition first designing floral mug arrangements.
They have to be creative, create something that would be something that people would want to purchase.
Then making perfect customer product orders.
So there's a lot of math involved, a lot of creativity involved, and a lot of right and left brain. So I'm sure it's challenging for them.
And here, identifying what the specific plants are.
They're getting to do hands-on activities, and we find that that's the best way for students to learn.
They're learning more about a career they're interested in. Tony hopes they'll stay with it. Not enough people these days want to be florists.
If they do have skills, then we're certainly interested in trying to bring them on our team.
We're also shifting a lot of our programs to meet the needs of the industry. So we're seeing a lot of incorporation of STEM, technology, and science.
The FFA has changed, dropping many skills irrelevant in today's world. Members used to be tested on culling chickens and sharpening saws. Today it's more group leadership and high tech.
But about 27% of jobs in agriculture will be STEM-related. And so those are things that we incorporate into our programs.
In 1870, half our population was in agriculture. Today, it's less than 2%. And with experts predicting over 9 billion hungry mouths on the planet by 2050, the need for these future farmers is great. Covering the story, John Potter, 2 News.
And there are 2,900 members across only 29 chapters in the state of Nevada.